dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J in the building. What's good? What's good? And there goes Nay. There she goes. What's up, Nay?
Hello.
What is y'all? It's another crazy day on the show. This is the first week where we have both the Monday show and the Tuesday show, meaning the Wednesday show, excuse me. So, it's pretty crazy, man. Again, y'all get to have us two nights a week now. So, yes, God is good all the time and all the time. And God is good. So, yes, there you go. But, Nay, what's been going on with you, man?
Nothing much lately, just. It
work. It's like you become like a robot now. Wake up, school, work, sleep. Wake up, school, work, sleep.
That's how I feel. How about you?
Man, I've been busy. Goodness, like it's not enough hours in a day. I've been on a photo shoot. I've been on a photo shoot tangent, man. I did a shoot on Sunday night, did a shoot on Monday night, did a shoot on last night, too. So, crazy. I've never done this many days back to back to back. So, this has become a new territory for me. But I told people on January we'll begin me being extra busy and just continue to watch, because it's going to be a pretty strong year for us for the photography side. So, everyone stay tuned for that.
Okay, that's what's up.
Today's show, I actually entitled it Alternative Facts. That's me. That's a shot at some certain people who want to use the term alternative facts. Some of you call alternative facts, I call it lies. But, hey, whatever floats your boat at night, I guess. So, I'm just sitting back, man. Every day is something else. And now he's putting the executive order for this damn wall that he talked about a million times. And, you know, he talked about the entire time, who's going to pay for it? Mexico, you know, it's just ridiculous. And yet today we come to find out that the American people will be paying for the wall. Then once, you know, then they're gonna, and then they were, the country will be reimbursed once Mexico pays them back. So it's a bunch of nonsense. But this is the interesting part. So if it's coming out of our taxes, that means we get a piece of that back? Nah. You know, he still didn't do what the heck he wanna do, but he's still gonna do something that everyone don't agree with. And this is ridiculous. Every day is something else. In a nasty ass water, he's trying to make everybody have some nasty ass water with this damn Keystone Pipeline shit going into effect. This guy here, man. I can't stress how much of an idiot he is. Nay, I don't know what to do. There's something to do, Nay. Don't know what to do.
All I can do is pray about it.
I know. I hear that, but it's annoying because, yeah, I mean, people say pray about it. But in the day, it's just this guy just continually doing stuff regardless. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And here's the thing. I'm going to address this now because I've been seeing this happen too much since Friday has been to affect it. Well, it's been happening since the election and going on forth. I'm getting tired of these fake woke. Like, I'm tired of woke people who are so quote unquote woke because it's annoying. Like, it's like you want to talk about alternative facts. How about alternative thought process? Now the whole thing that people want to preach to us now is, which I'm getting tired of seeing this meme. This meme is getting so whack. Wishing for your president to fail is like wishing for the pilot to fail. You know, it's so stupid. Like, no, like, here's the thing. Cause let me get something straight for these fake woke people out here. It's not that there's people out here who wishing for him to fail. It's that we knew the reason why we wanted to do this guy, because we knew he was going to fail. He told y'all what he was going to do, and he's doing it. That's the thing. And people want to sit there and want to just keep saying that, saying this whole meme-ish over and over that, you got to pray for him to be the best person there is. End of the day, you can't change the way another person thinks. If he and I'm sorry to tell you, if you run to some fucking bridge and not paying attention to what people are saying, I don't know what to tell you. People want to sit here and complain and say, I don't really care what the bug is anyway, because people don't do what they say they're going to do. All right, well, your ass keep not paying attention. And then you see, because it's funny, now you don't see people saying, like when Obama was in office, all we heard was, they're trying to distract us from something. They're trying, all these conspiracy theories are all over the place. Now they purposely are trying to distract us. It's blatant distraction. And y'all not even paying attention to shit. I just don't get it. Where are the conspiracy theories now? Oh, I get it, because now that it's true, now that it's stuff that continues to keep being true, that what a person is going to do, they doing it, and they're not getting no pushback from their little buddies. All of a sudden, y'all don't have anything to say. These people don't have anything to say. Well, guess what? Wake the hell up, people. The shit is happening for real. And for the people that voted for, or people that, you know, were so damn cynical about him not going to push the stuff he said in his campaign, you got to feel like the biggest egg on your face ever. It's craziness. Anyways, what we're going to do, we're going to go into a music break, and then we'll come back. When we come back, we'll be having a slew of other topics for the week. We'll also, later on the show, Seduction 101 for this week and Crickets of the Week coming up, too. So stay tuned here on Life It Does Live. We will be back after this music break. Don't touch that dial, they say, or don't touch your mouse, or whatever. Don't touch your phone. Wherever you want to pick, there you go. Just don't touch it. All right, we'll be back after this, y'all.
Sit rock in my cup. James Worthy. Sarah Snow. Here we go. Woo! Sit rock in my cup, pour it up. Now I'm gonna act a fool with it. Yeah. You know I'm in them boy shorts, acting all cool with it. Skin so soft, showing off, cause my body all cool with it. You wanna see me, baby, take it out. Body killing, breaking all them laws. Boy, it's going down, no, I had you waiting too long. Put some music on, now I turn you on and move that ass to your favorite song. I'm rocking hips, but you love the way I'm teasing you, cause you know that I'm dead wrong.
go home. Baby, if I keep dancing like that, you gon' give it to me all night long. Boy, you like what I got. Other dudes dare to ask, but you're not. Look, but do not touch, I'm too hot. Got a nigga burning up in this spot. Maybe you got something I need. Fine as hell, we both can agree. Wanna feel them hands wrapped around me.
With a captain, you ain't never fuck on a classic, huh? Yeah, better strike like matches. Smoke in the air, my high, better catch it, huh? A sneak peek for a creep beat. Yep. I ain't looking for the butcher with the sweet meat. Yeah, go hard or go home. Stokes said go hard or go home. Cause shorty on the clock now. Tick tock on my watch, hold up, it's a countdown. Meet Vic if you're looking for a light. After that, what it do? I am here for the night, I am here for the stay, I am here for the late.
I'ma get straight to the point. With a queen like me, ain't no need to beat around the bush. See people make excuses now instead of making money. A lot of people feel entitled just because of looks. A lot of people like to follow, never be a leader. Except me though, I can never follow by the book. They say people gain impressions less than 10 seconds. If that's the case, then I already got some people shook. 100, I can tell you have no substance, never prove me wrong. All you think about is all the beds that you could screw me on. The hood mentality is probably the tip that you be on. Doing good because you getting money and the roof is gone. Predictable, heard it all before, need to find some different shit to do. And no, I wouldn't. I judge you for the music that you listen to. It ain't even about that, really, it's about the principle. Make sure you get to know me before feeling all my physical. Anything I want, I go and grab. Everybody talking about what they gon' do but sitting back. Then they tell me that I do too much and that I'm moving fast. Little do they know I spoke with God from there, I saw my path. Then they see the moves I'm making, wanna fix their mouth to ask. Tell me how you doing this and shades, how you doing that. I tell them I work hard for every single thing I ever had. And I was sorry for those saying that shades will never last. Man, it's nothing to me, looking for a man that wants to build. But they be fronting on me, dining on me, and I tell them chill. But they be stunting on me. Find it funny, you could find them creep, but never find them bummy. Staying out the light, I'm in the shade, so I don't have to worry. If it ever reaches that extent, I got my riders for me. And your drafts and texts you never sent, cause you be hiding from me. Keep it real and always staying true, but you be lying to me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to see how my stars align for me. Why the hell is this one not a single? And why the hell is this one called Serena Williams? Although there is no violence, got a gangster feeling. How long before you sign, cause you could make a killing? Well, things I'm doing fine, my crew is in the building. They call us 369, and don't you dare forget it. Next year around this time, you'll ask me how I did it. But I only post results so you see how I'm living. Red shades, bitch.
Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. It is hump day after dusk. Yeah. So. Nay, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, people asking, well, one of the things I do want to mention, we did not mention this on Monday. There have been numerous amounts of Grammy nominations put out there for this year, and I will actually go ahead and give you those. So, yes, congratulations to all the people who have been nominated. And I said Grammy. Goodness, I surely meant Oscar nominations. Goodness. So, that being said, let's have some fun. Let's go over the categories that they got going on for this year. So, who's in the category? We're going to start with the big one that they use at the end of the night that everyone is trying to covet this year. That is the Academy Award for Best Picture. Best Picture includes the following movies. Of La La Land, Arrival, Lion, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, Moonlight, Hacksaw Ridge, Manchester by the Sea, Fences, Andrew Garfield, Fences was the last one, Academy Award for Best Actor was for the following: Andrew Garfield, Ryan Gosling, Denzel Washington, Casey Affleck, Viggo Mortensen, there we go. And that was all for Academy Awards for Best Actor nominations. Academy Award for Best Actress nominations would be for Emma Stone, Isabelle Humpert, Ruth Negga, Meryl Streep, Natalie Portman, and that's everyone for Academy Award for Best Actress. Academy Award for Best Director is Mel Gibson, Barry Jenkins, Keith Lonergan, Denis Villeneuve, and Damien Chazelle. Those as far as the big ones. I will, leading up to it, we'll continue to read more other nominations, so we'll bring some more of them later on the show. Have quite a bit more. It's a long list. I mean, people don't realize, man, they have awards for everything, and I'm, like, literally scrolling through. We'll be reading here for a while. So I'll just give you that many for now. We'll read some more later on the show. Tell you guys going to be... winded for so many nominations. And some categories, I know some people are like, I don't want to hear that category. But every category is important because the Oscar, and they is an Oscar. Okay, so I got a couple questions for you, Nate.
What's that?
You know, we always have an interview within the interview, or within the show sometimes out of nowhere. All right, so my question for you is, as far as some of the stuff that you want to change in your area, what's some of the stuff you realize that you've been observing and seeing so far this year have kind of like bugged the hell out of you?
Something I want to change in my area.
Yes, like what's good, like let people, so because some of us who might not know what's going up there in that. You know, you kind of are eyes and ears for that. So, you know, what's some of the stuff you're observing that you're not quite feeling that you want to change?
Well, I too much don't care about Indianapolis, per se, because I'm not from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm from Gary, Indiana. So with that being said, something that I want to change in Gary, Indiana is the killing. And the school system, that's something, in the environment, you know, and get more jobs in Gary and to make it better how it used to be. You know, Gary is pretty much not the same, ain't been the same in years. And just pretty much make Gary a fun place to be, you know. People, you know, we used to have fun in Gary. It was good times. You know, we got a downtown Gary. It don't look like it, you know, because don't nobody take care of Gary anymore. Don't nobody really care about the city like that, per se. So I would, you know, really fix up downtown, you know, give the kids something to do downtown, Gary. We got this place called The Village in Gary. So I will reconstruct the village and get them stores back how they used to be. You know, it's a Gary had a lot of things happening.
So it sounds like what you're like kind of breaking down, like a lot of infrastructure and stuff is kind of deteriorating, and they need to step their game up.
Yeah, reconstruct the city.
Like explain like a little bit more. When you say, like, downtown doesn't look like downtown because people are not taking care of it, like, paint the picture for us a little bit more on it.
It's pretty much how people, it's just not the same. Like, it's no stores open downtown, Gary. So I would, you know, reconstruct it, you know, build things that other cities got downtown, pretty much.
I mean, well, why do you think personally that it's gotten so bad? Like, what do you feel from your personal, you know, observations that it's allowed to get so bad?
I would say it's not many jobs, or it's not a lot to do. So that's why Gary is probably the way it is. You know, it's not a lot of money in Gary.
Hopefully they get together and definitely take care of that, yeah, because that is quite depressing.
Right.
So, yeah, so Gary, step it up. killings, like, okay, so I'm going to that. You said a bunch of the killing, like, killing happens everywhere. So, what do you, like,
expand
on that a little
bit more? It's a lot of killing going on in Gary. A hell of a lot. Gary is like a mini Chicago. Yeah, I know Chicago.
Oh, man.
It's been over 228 shootings since January, you know, and we're not even in February yet, and it's been 228 shootings. And, you know, Gary is like a mini Chicago when it comes to violence.
I mean, I'm starting to notice a pattern. It seems like we're just letting a lot of upper Midwest areas just deteriorate. I was watching Abandoned on Vice one week, and it was like that right in the edge of Detroit, downtown Detroit. It was getting like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I feel like they're just trying to a bunch of jump make the property value come down so much to where it'd be cheap enough for people to run in there and just buy up a bunch of stuff. So that's the game. That's the way the game goes, unfortunately. Oh, well, I'm posing the same question myself. I'm going to just say one thing we got, and I'm going to be very specific. I ain't gonna say it with my dang chest. And that is, first off, and I'm gonna give y'all some perfect solutions with my problems. First order of business, we need to get our damn, because I'm speaking for Fort Worth, because I'm in Fort Worth specifically. We need to get our damn mayor. We need to do something about that. We need to get a brand new mayor. We need to be already on top of it, trying to make some moves to vote for a new mayor, because this is just ridiculous. Okay, yay, clap our hands, the Printer Pavilion. Clap our hands for that. Let's clap our hands for Sundance Square, the bike routes, all that stuff. But end of the day, that don't impress me. That's great, you know. Thanks, but you still got some long ways to go because, you know, it was just so saddening. Fort Worth was starting to get to that point where we were being a hub of of how your city needs to be as far as, you know, if anything we were figuring out was not making it to not having to where our city was having to, you know, we were having to be still being the spotlight with huge police brutality being involved and whatnot. And unfortunately, we now have to deal with that kind of crap. And we were in this national spotlight recently for this very instance. When they decided male police officer decided to use completely unnecessary force on two women. Definitely not warranted. They weren't a threat. People got to stop making a threat of talking loud is a threat. It's not. Not when your life is in danger and you're not being listened to when you're pointing out somebody being in the wrong. That's why a person was yelling. You're not being listened to, and you in a world of trouble unjustly, and you didn't do, and you weren't in the wrong. Guess what? You are going to raise your voice. And cops got to stop thinking that, you know, I'm tired of this comply rule of people trying to tell us, I'm sorry. There's respecting the law, and there's being a goddamn puppet. We shouldn't have to sit there and just take any old thing from the cop and let them talk to us any old way. At the end of the day, they're still a citizen just like us. And they wouldn't want their wife, their sister, their mother, their daughter, grandmother. The list goes on being talked to like that. So why should you talk to another person like that just because you have the gun and the badge? That's just craziness. So we're not going to sit there and lie. People as well start getting on you. Oh, you're always on the police. It's not. Y'all got to come on, man. Back the hell out with that shit. Cause that shit's not going to work on me. Like, my thing is because people push that agenda on me, but I'm on the chief advisory board for Fort Worth, and last time I checked, I'm actually trying to do something to bridge the gap between civilians and law enforcement officers. Like, it's just ridiculous. That's the reason why I want to become part of it, because I wanted to bridge the gap, but I wanted to just, you know, instill a positive nature and let's keep this going. But in the day, and it's just so sad because of the mayor being in charge and our chief having to be the mean to be a puppet, essentially, and, you know, and say stuff that he might not necessarily agree with. And yeah, I said it. This ain't Fox or NBC, whatever. I can say whatever the heck I want, especially when it got validity to it. It's just ridiculous. And shout out to Dallas, because Dallas got to the point in their head of the Fair Park exchange to allow people to have like a co-work space to where you don't necessarily have an office space that you need all the time. You have a safe place that you can go do business at and have a little office space to do with it for the temporary office space. And people understand how important it is, because sometimes the one little key thing to making your business strong is about presentation. And if you just being in an office setting is going to change the thought process that people have about your presentation, your business, then that's important. We got to stop being behind all the time. And we got to get out of, it was interesting. Shout out to Clarissa, who I shot on Sunday, and, you know, that was the second time I got to shoot her. Pretty dope. And we had a deep conversation, because she had never really, like, been to downtown Fort Worth. We were having a conversation while we were driving through there, and I would just kind of break it down to her that, you know, we drove, like, there's an area, by the way, Nay and listeners, For those of y'all know about Fort Worth, there's an area, the Stockyards area. And it's what the Stockyards is pretty much the stereotype people have about Texas, that all we do is ride horses, wear cowboy boots, wear cowboy hats, and wear tight-ass jeans. That ain't it. I'm going to let you know something now. When I walk outside, I'm driving the goddamn car. I'm not riding a horse. So let me dispel that myth for some people now. But that one little area ain't just Fort Worth. And so and the thing is, it's like our mentality is so stuck in old-fashioned ways that we're not allowing for innovation. And because now we're having to be forced to be innovative, now we're like running around like a chicken with our head cut off and playing catch-up. We can't keep playing catch-up. No disrespect to Dallas, but goddamn, I want to stop having always having to explain why Fort Worth is not growing fast enough, and because so many people are so stuck in their ways here. So that's my main problem. My main problems are being able to get it together with the whole police, the mayor relationship. If the mayor doesn't get some act right, she need to get the heck out of there, because we ain't got time. Ain't nobody got time for that at all. Two, police, rewrite your minds. Y'all were on a good roll. Don't start fucking up now. And then number three, Fort Worth, can we please stop being behind it? Can we please stop always having to play catch up on growing as far as with commerce and just any innovation, period? And last but not least, I'm going to add this last thing, is we get, as black business, a lot of black business owners, we got to stop always trying to be so combative of hating on each other, because at the end of the day, when you go downtown, I want you to play a game called "What's Black Owned." We're gonna play a game, when I say downtown, I mean as far as West 7th, all the way over to Sheraton, all the way over to the Stockyards, all the way over to the edge of by the TNP rail station. I want you to look at me in the eye, come back to me as you do your research and your reports, and tell me how much that shit is black owned. It's a problem. But but the thing is, it starts with us. We can't just continue to complain and wait. It starts with us first. So, heck, that's what I got to offer to the plot. That being said, it's about that time to go to the music break. When we come up from this music break, we will be doing this week's Off Seduction 101 and Crickets of the Week. So you're listening to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J, Nate Seduction, Hump Day After Dusk. All right, we'll be back.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
All right, welcome to Life for the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. Hump day at the dusk. Nay, that time. Go ahead and give us that seduction 101.
Guys, tonight's seduction 101 topic is love yourself first. And I know a lot of you guys asking, what does love yourself first mean? That indeed means before you can be in a relationship, you need to love yourself first. And if you in a relationship and you don't love yourself first, it's always going to be a problem in your relationship. Always. And at times, people get in a relationship for the wrong reason. Or they in a relationship because they feel like nobody loves them, or they need to be in a relationship, or they don't know how to be alone. They scared of loneliness. You just need to, you know, get to know yourself and value yourself and get, you know, spend some time alone. So get used to being alone. So when someone comes along, it won't be you getting in a relationship with them because you're lonely, because you already used to being alone. So this person coming in your life is just, you know, a bonus. And this happens often, people get in a relationship for the wrong reason. If you don't love yourself, you're going to be taking out a lot of anger on the person that you are in a relationship with. And that's very, 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 very unhealthy to do. Unnecessary problems because you don't love yourself. Then the person you in a relationship with got to try to help you love yourself when you should have already loved yourself prior to getting into that relationship.
Now, I admit, when you first started, I thought this was going to go take a whole other route. I wasn't sure. I thought this was going to go a whole other place when you first started. And then I was like, oh, okay. You love yourself. Oh, okay. Love yourself.
You funny as hell.
But it's not about that. You were talking about that. Okay. So now I know. I'm on the same page now.
For real, some people, you know, need to hear this. You know, if they haven't heard it from nobody else, shit, they go hear it from Nay Seduction tonight. You got to love yourself. That's very, very important, because if you don't love yourself, that affects your self-esteem and your outlook on how you see people, how you see relationships, how you see friendships. If you don't love yourself, that can harm your friendship as well, not just your relationship, but your friendship.
That was a strong one. You came strong tonight. I was like, okay, Nate she hitting us upside the head hard tonight. Now, I agree, though, because people be on here wilding, man.
Absolutely,
they be completely always,
absolutely. And
they always
wonder why their relationship don't work out.
Right.
They wonder why their relationship not working out. It's because you don't love yourself. You haven't spent time within yourself. You haven't been in a relationship with yourself. It's important to have a relationship with yourself.
Right, that's why it be sometimes be so key to just when you go out, sometimes just go out. You have a good time while you're out, but then come back home, and there you go. You don't have to always be leaving with somebody. So
exactly.
Some people they stay doing that because they can't stand
exactly
the thought of themselves
of being alone. They don't like the thought of being alone. Loneliness is one hell of a drug. One hell of a drug.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, just because you got somebody with you don't mean you're not going to feel lonely.
Exactly.
There's a phrase they say, it says, I'd be in a room full of people and I still feel lonely.
Exactly.
So, good one tonight, Nate. I'm feeling that one. That one was pretty, that was coming straight from the gut tonight, I can tell. You was feeling some type of way to bring it up, so I salute you for that.
I wasn't feeling some type of way. I just want these women to know you have to value yourself. A man can't value
you. Oh, no, I'm not saying necessarily you personally.
Yeah.
Not you necessarily personally, but you just, you know, you had like a spirit. Your spirit has told you that this needs to be said and
yes,
you need to speak
absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A man can't value you if you don't value yourself.
Most definitely. Well, it's that time, people. Yeah, I know. So every Wednesday show, we bring you Seduction 101, and we also bring you the other segment, which is Crickets of the Week. Yes, you heard that sound right. The Crickets of the Week is where we highlight a certain person or persons for the week, and because what they did, you know, did not deserve our accolades whatsoever, we give them some goddamn crickets. So that's what you do, and they get awarded the Cricket of the Week. When they do this stuff. So.
Who gets crickets this week?
Who gets crickets this week? My crickets of the week is going to go to, I talked about earlier in the show, and I'm definitely not going to back down on saying it. I'm going to continue to put my foot in the gas. And actually, I didn't bring this guy up. I want to go ahead and my crickets of the week is going to two people. One is going to the press secretary, Mr. Spicer, and Donald Trump's head crony, which is Kellyanne Conway. They are both getting my crickets of the week. Let me go ahead and put them crickets back out there again. Why are we giving crickets to two of them? One thing is, I know we're not going to waste people's damn time. Every time this guy, the Twitter police over there, a.k.a. our now president, every time he's in his feelings, he's going to send the press secretary up there to put out a fire. As press secretary, it is not your job to go out there. Yeah, it's your job to you are the voice here and there to speak for the president and connect the press with different things that's on the agenda. But it is not your job to be an asshole.
Right.
Good God. So you are basically what the press secretary of the United States, for the president of the United States is a glorified PR agent. As a PR agent, it's not, PR agents aren't known for being assholes. They're known for actually trying to bridge the gap between the media and the public through different press relations. And if you're going to sit there and be an asshole, guess what? You're already 10 steps behind. So, and tonality means everything. There's a way you can say stuff without having to, and be aware of your tone issue. But some people just don't give a damn. And this guy here, man, he really spent people's time wasting the other day talking about goddamn crowd size. Oh, but that wasn't enough. Next couple days later, he decides to come back and he's talking about, he's trying to talk about more policy things, but yet he still takes a jab and wastes time talking about fucking crowd size, and basically to sum up and quit wasting our time, all he had to say was, hey, we got a president who always gonna be in his damn feelings. Be ready for it. That could have saved me a lot of time. We need all this extra pomp and circumstance. All you need to tell me was, hey, this dude is always in his damn feelings. That just saved everybody on wasted time. Dan Kelly and Conway, the head crony in charge. Women, first of all, as my dad said, don't be what you walk around looking like the goddamn nutcracker in the fucking outfit you had on. Anybody got time for that, man? And because you know you're behind the eight ball, the way you addressed it, so you try to cover up the nonsense I was saying the day before, and you come up with the most BS phrase. That's probably gonna be one of the funniest phrases for at least the first quarter of the year, which is alternative facts. What, like I said earlier in the show, and I'm gonna say it again. What the hell is an alternative fact? Is it a fucking fact, or there's an opinion, or there's a lie? Those are only alternatives to facts. So you pick which one is it. Is it, are you just an opinion? Because opinion, I can't go cash an opinion at the bank. And a lie, not gonna do me any good either. So let me know which one of those, because there's no other choices. Alternative facts is what is exactly that is. It's your damn opinion, or it's a damn lie. But it can't be another form of a fact. It's an alternative. That's why y'all got to be careful y'all using words out here trying to make you sound like you over the top intelligent, and you out here looking dumb. Choose your words carefully, because your words will come back to bite you. You out here sound dumb as hell. I'll say that alternative facts. Maybe I don't know the damn definition of alternative. Woo-wee. I'm so dumb. Therefore, again, Kelly and Conway and Press Secretary Spicer, you both are getting, again, those crickets. Crickets of the week.
Crickets of the week.
So, we got about a few minutes up for the show. Nay, what you got coming up that we need to be ready for?
That video. Hey, go be sexy. Hey, I don't think y'all ready.
Oh, Lord.
I'm about to make it nasty in that video.
Can you bless the listeners? Can you give us like a small hint of what we can expect from the video?
She's gonna be very, very classy yet seductive.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Cause the first one, it was just seduction all over. Yes, seduction.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. I was gonna like, is it more seductive than the first one, or is it not as seductive?
It's gonna be a little more classy, but it's gonna be a lot of seduction at the same time.
Okay, what are you doing? Are you giving the definition of alternative facts? What are you doing?
It's just gonna be some grown and sexy shit.
Okay. Major Key, shout out to that. Anything else you can let us know about? We can be on the lookout for.
I'll be doing a photo shoot too as well. I'll be doing a shoot for a couple different magazines.
Okay,
so,
nice. What I got planned, well, go ahead and jump you guys ahead on the new issue of the Human Chemist magazine. It will drop. It's going to drop the 10th. We're going to drop on the 9th. The 9th of February. So stay tuned for that. That's a Thursday, right before Valentine's Day hits, the weekend, all that good stuff. So we'll drop a new magazine then. And yeah, man, we definitely cannot wait to drop it. Got some great people involved. And it's crazy because me doing photography now, I'm shooting a lot of the features now. It's just so crazy to see that more and more of me shooting. Now I'm shooting for my own magazine. It's surreal. That's coming up. Another thing is coming up. This is involving involving a show announcement of coming up on January 30th. That's this coming up Monday. We have a special guest popping through. I'm not going to quite tell you yet. You have to wait till you see the post. Closer to the end of the weekend, we will be dropping who will be on the show. They have a very special public service announcement to make. It is in light of an announcement they will be making come February 1st. So stay tuned for that. It's getting ready to happen February 1st. It's a very historical day. Very historical, trust me. You won't be disappointed. And shoot, other than that, that's it for now. And we do another announcement. I can't make now. Let me go ahead and drop this one. As of February 21st next month, are the Tuesday shows coming back? Which the Tuesday show? I'm also working the background of the Tuesday show, which is After Hours with T, and that's T the model over in Virginia, holding it down, Richmond to be exact. She'll be coming back. She took some time off, had a baby, getting reacclimated, and heck, she's ready to come back. So stay tuned for that. The Tuesday show will be back with T the model. That's the After Hours with T. And that comes on the same time our show comes on every day. So get ready for that. It's a crazy hour every week as well. And, heck, I can't wait to have her back. So, y'all stay tuned again. T the model brings back the After Hours with T on Tuesday, February 21st. All right. Nate, let them know how they can follow you.
You guys can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at NAYY_seduction. And like I always say, if you can't spell seduction, your ass don't need to be on social media. And find me on Facebook, Nay Seduction. And I'll just pop up. My different Facebooks will pop up.
All right, y'all. To let you guys know where you can find me, I'm going to make this very easy. So I'm not even going to give you all the pages. I know I usually give you my spiel of how to go find them. Make it even easier now. I've been formatting the radio show page, which is enclosed on dustspot.com. If you go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, it will have the following. You can be able to go there to go see. The first page, you'll have the radio player, which will have 6 most recent episodes right there for you to listen. And it won't just include Life of the Dust Live, it include all the shows. So wherever the most recent episodes from all the shows combined will show up there. You go to another tab, you can get to that site. It will have a host. You can go to host, you will actually see our pictures. You see the picture of the host, our names, of course, underneath our pictures, a bio, and then our social links. All you got to do is, because me and Nate, we had to give you all the spiel on how to follow us stuff every week. I made it easier. When you go to that page, when you click the host tab, it'll have different social, most social link buttons. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and DustSpot. You click those pages, you'll have all those different, at least all different profiles on all those sites. So just go there, visit, follow us on all our different platforms. Also, you can get there and show the most recent episodes. Of all the shows, it'll show the Wall of Fame, which includes some of the most prominent guests we've had on the show, a lot of celebrities. And then Where to Hear Us, which will show you all the places we're syndicated at, which includes Blog Talk Radio, on the TuneIn site and app, on the Stitcher app, and then iTunes on podcast. So you can definitely go check those are a few of the places you can listen to the show. That being said, man, we got that like right on time today. We used to be running a little over, but we on top of it today. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. And heck, we end the show how we end every show, reminding you and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J, or there's a Nay, or you, there is a way. You tuned in to another episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. Nay, go ahead, let everybody know the public service announcement we give out every Wednesday.
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
There you go. We out, y'all. Peace.